Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hanuk.
How are you doing, Ariel?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Do these emails with the links to the recordings work okay?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Did you get an email today that had a poll for you to vote on whether you wanted the emails to continue past tomorrow?
I didn't.
Okay. I have to look into that. I will take care of that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm looking to see if I might have missed it, but I usually look for yours right away. So
no,
it doesn't look
like. I have to check into why. It's something that's a new part of this. It's a new part of the system, and I'm not sure why it was not sent. So it's something I have to do. I don't think it was sent, actually, at this point.
Okay.
Last week, or... Yeah, I guess it was last week, last Thursday. I should have done the last verse because there's only one more verse left in section 19.
Oh, that's right.
So let's just do that one verse, and then, as Batya said, she couldn't make it. And the next section is something that should be done. It's titled The Five Types of the Mixed Multitude. So it's...
Okay.
It's definitely something that I'd like to do all in one session.
So you want to start that tomorrow?
Yeah. Well,
oh, wait.
Not tomorrow because we're not doing it, but on Thursday. And I'd like to...
Oh, that's
to,
right.
And I'm going to plan to do all of the verses if I can. I'm not sure I'll have time to do a handout for it, but I think it deserves a handout.
Okay.
So let's just do this one verse.
Okay, great. Roshem yifu kutsha barifu lishkin te bifilu urchimu
utfilu utfilu urchimu leyachta leshem yud he bevav he beyefuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu. Konane Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanehu. Verse 223 of section 19. He creates worlds and destroys them. Ugin Dehei Aleph Ze'era Hei Abraham. Dehi dehi baram itazar ihu begina veifar beya molich limin moshe vegomer viapek la mitaman vechela devav beya yate la imeya Miyad Sharia Aleya Yudhe Vishtalim Oma'a Kiyad Alkes Yamilchama Lehevav Yudhe Ligomer Mai Nidor Dor Da Moshe Itmar Beya Dor holeth the door ba weha ukoha the late door pat put mesitsa misi ribo veda moshe de imar beyavitata ada yalda samach ribo. The keres ahat through this small hay, the hay of Abraham, which is the letter hay in Be'ibaram, that Moshe received assistance, and it is written of him that caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moshe. He took it from there, from among the klipot, by the power of the letter Vav, and he brought it with him. Immediately the letters Yud-Heh rested on it, on the lower hay, and the vow was fulfilled. According to the secret of the verse, for Yah has sworn by his throne, the Hebrew word is kes, kaf samach, then Hashem will have war. Until this happened, the name was incomplete, lacking the vav hay, and the throne, kise, kaf samach aleph, was incomplete, because it lacked the letter Aleph. But now the name has achieved perfection and is completed by the letters Vav Hey. And the throne is also completed with the letter Aleph. He asked, what is the meaning of from generation to generation? In the verse, Hashem will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. He replied, this is Moshe, about whom it is written, one generation passes away, and another generation comes. It has already been explained that one generation contains no fewer than 600,000. It is said that one woman gave birth in Egypt to 600,000 in one belly. This means Moshe, for Moshe is equated with 600,000 souls. That's the end of the verse, the end of the section. Do you have questions, comments?
I'm not sure if I understand what it all means. What does it mean?
It means that a nation needs at least 600,000 male souls, plus 600,000 female souls, plus the children from those unions, from those marriages, plus the older people that created some of those souls, all the different levels. In order for a nation to be complete, it needs at least that amount of people. Now, and Moshe is in every generation, meaning it represents that consciousness of one person being complete and representing all of the souls. In every generation, ours included, there is one person who isn't aware of it himself, but he represents the Mashiach. But he has work to do before the Mashiach manifests, and he will only be able to do that work if he gets out of his own way, so to speak. If the generation does the work, as the generation does the work, they expand his vessel, which includes all of theirs. That's what it's saying in a very coded way. And this idea of Amalek, that God is in angry and attacking Amalek, all of the generations, every generation, it's we have to realize that generation means this person who may not be aware of their own merit, their own strengths. They just have to keep going and working at them on themselves, each one of us. And as we do, we expand that vessel of that person. And that's the idea of the title of this section. He creates worlds and he destroys them. Hashem doesn't destroy worlds. He wants more people. He wants more vessels to grow and become and grow into the ultimate of adult, the ultimate of adulthood. And that, why? Because he has a need, and it's not really a need like we understand the need. but we don't have another way to describe it. The Creator wants to share, and He wants to share more today than He did yesterday. But He can only share because of the agreement that we have made with Him as the vessel. He can only share if we grow, if we change, if we cleanse. And that's what it's telling us. Keep growing, keep changing. Keep becoming greater and more so that Hashem can share more with you. Right now, this is just a metaphor to help you understand this. Go back 700, 800 years before the telescope. A person could see from the Earth as far as Saturn. Whatever that distance is, that's what a person could see. But in today's generation, a person can see using the Hubble telescope 13.5 billion light years. But there's now the science are saying there's this dark matter beyond what we can perceive, which means that the Hubble telescope will become more efficient, or a different technology will be utilized so that we can see more of the capacity of the universe. And as we grow, that capability in science, in the physical world, we're also growing potentially in the spiritual world. And therefore we can receive more, because there's no limit to the Creator. That's what the endless world means. No limit means the vessel must continue to grow and become more so that it can reveal the light of the Creator that is growing. But the Creator doesn't change, so it's the light of the Creator that's growing, not the Creator. And that's very difficult to understand, but that's what's happening. We will create peace on earth. All of the prophecies, we will create it. We will have more children, and then we'll stop having children. This is the consciousness, but the vessel must continue to grow. The consciousness of the vessel must continue to grow, because that's the nature of the Creator, the nature of the light of the Creator that wants to share more today than we received or were capable of receiving yesterday. And every day will stand on its own and will continue to be more. No, it won't be chaotic, because people will know what is the right thing to do. I hope that clarified rather than confused.
Yeah. I have a question. Does this mean, or is this the reason why we were not able to complete our tikkun when Moses was on earth? I mean, I think I heard, I don't know, I don't remember. I was doing some catch up on all the teachings, but I heard you say that on a previous teaching that everything had been revealed at that point, and when Moses was alive, and now that he is, you know, he is departing the world. So why weren't we able to achieve our tikkun? I guess that's a longer question, but does this point to, like, what you just talked about, like, we didn't have the capacity to allow the light in, and we didn't have, is this why we weren't able to achieve our tikkun at that time?
No, it's, let's see if I can explain it. Moses was told to speak to the rock, but Moses was a recipient of the capacity of all 600,000 Jewish males, and therefore all 600,000 Jewish females. therefore all of the children. All of that capacity was within him. He could reveal okay. the light that was present there.
But okay.
can you imagine that Moses was able to teach the slave mentality, the people with this slave mentality? Was he able to teach that death could be eliminated and they would accept it? So he taught it. And God says, well, let's test it. Speak to the rock and let the water flow. And Moses looked at the people and knew what they were because they were inside of him, and he was conscious of that. And he realized that they could not perceive water flowing from words. Just like, you know, in today's world, there are people who can do telekinesis. There are people who can do telepathy. There are people who can do all of the different essences. But other people see them do it and then still don't believe it. Their own eyes. Just apply it to someone who's been smoking for 30 years. And they know that the smoking hurts them and is killing them. And yet, it's an addiction. They're not willing to give it up. They know the truth. It hurts. It hurts them.
Yeah.
Let it go. But they're not able to break free. That's why Moses wasn't able to go into the land. The two or three different metaphors that I expressed, Moses couldn't go into the land because the people could not have handled the revelation of light that took place if he had gone into the land. Now, what will bring Mashiach when we realize we can remove death forever? That we can swallow death forever. That we can control the angel of death and the Satan forever. Now, that's a big leap from where the middle of our generation is, isn't it?
Definitely.
So will it come tomorrow, as people are saying? There's an opportunity this year in 5776. If we raise people's consciousness, and the only way you get raised people's consciousness is if people decide to change. And the only way they decide to change is when you and I and everyone else reveals more light. That's what's being taught. That's the opportunity this year, to change ourselves and remove hatred for no reason. And when that happens, there will still be a two-part process for the Mashiach. One process will be those who have reached the point of knowing the truth. And there will be others that will need to study Torah to know the truth. But in either case, in any case, we will reach that, whether it's this year or the next or in the 6,000th year as prophesied. But there's still the potential, God forbid, that the five additional periods of 7,000 years that will let us see all of the light of the Creator. Right now, we can't see all of the light of the Creator. We're limited to 13.5 billion light years in the Hubble telescope. But as it grows and develops, we have that potential to grow and develop. And we'll see how they work hand in hand. But the first step is to realize that the angel of death can be swallowed forever. And once that happens, Mashiach will come in because people will realize what they can do. I hope that was helpful.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
So you have a beautiful evening, a beautiful easy, fast, and Gemar Tov. And hopefully we'll have you on the call on Thursday, and Bezrat Hashem, I'll have some time to be able to present the, you know, do a commentary with a handout on this next section, because it's really very powerful.
Okay. Gemar Tov to you too. Easy, fast to you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Speak
have
well.
Have a good night.
You too.